There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 24 of the tabernacle, fuel for the lampstand. Tony Merida once said, "The priests were to keep this lamp burning continually, signifying the continual presence of God. God is, always has been, and forever will be, the light of the world." Our text for today is from Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, and from 27, verses 20 and 21. "You shall make 7 lamps for it, and the lamps shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. You shall command the people of Israel that they bring to you pure beaten olive oil for the light, that a lamp may regularly be set up to burn. In the tent of meeting, outside the veil that is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to be observed throughout their generations by the people of Israel." Yesterday, we began studying the formation of the lampstand. Larry Fogle provides a great summary of its construction. "The lampstand was made of pure beaten gold. The gold is symbolic of the purity that the church possesses in Christ Jesus. The fact that it was beaten gold symbolizes the adversity and suffering shaping and forming through which the church comes, giving it long-enduring illumination and strength. The church of every age, but especially the apostolic age, has gone through trials and tribulations that, though wearisome, leave the church brighter and stronger. Today, let's continue our study by examining the fuel for the lampstand. As you are well aware, in biblical times, people didn't have electric lights. You didn't just flip on a switch and suddenly have light. There had to be fuel for the lamps. So where did the people get fuel for the lampstand? Exodus 25, verse 20 tells us that the fuel for the lampstand was pure beaten olive oil. Now, the normal process for extracting olive oil was to place olives in a press and crush them with a rock or even stomp on them with your feet. But Scripture details that the olive oil for the lampstand was to be beaten. The finest olive oil was beaten by hand. Thus, the lampstand required the purest and finest olive oil. Oil is mentioned more than 200 times in the Bible and can be seen as a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. One way oil represents the Holy Spirit is through the ceremonial anointing of the prophets, priests, and kings. For example, when the prophet Samuel anointed David with oil to be the new king of Israel, Scripture declares, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward." That's from 1 Samuel 16:13. The Holy Spirit indwells every believer and supplies the necessary fuel for spiritual light in our lives. In reference to the fuel for the light of the lampstand, Exodus 27, verse 21 also states, "Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to be observed throughout their generations by the people of Israel." Therefore, Aaron and his sons had to keep filling the lamps with oil daily so that the light would always shine. Our Christian life carries the same principle. Every day of our lives, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." The verb filled is a present tense command. We have an ongoing daily command to be filled with the Spirit of God. In other words, we need the pure oil of the Holy Spirit in our hearts daily to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Never forget, the Holy Spirit is the fuel that keeps our lamps shining. Some questions to consider. How significant is the fact that the lampstand required the finest and purest of olive oil? How are you daily filled with the Holy Spirit of God? Reflect on the following anonymous quote. Think of the Holy Spirit as a flame in your heart, igniting your passions and guiding your purpose. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.